As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
Thanks, mate. Guys, let's ask God to help us to knuckle down for this time, shall we? Okay, let's pray. Dear God, our Father in heaven, you are a great God who gives us so many good things. Father, please give us concentration now to hear your word and to stick it into practice. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, simple question, all right, that I'm going to get you guys to discuss. It's up on the PowerPoint. All right, simple question. Who would you rather be and why? I've got six choices. Here we go. Choice number one, I don't need you to say anything yet, okay? James Bond or Bill Gates, okay? Microsoft Computers, richest man in the world, okay? Or Spider-Man. How good would it be to have superhuman abilities? Or Sonny Bill Williams, you know, the big, strong footy player. How good would that be? Or John Howard, okay? Probably the most powerful dude in Australia, or one of, okay? And next one, okay, Tiger Woods, multi-billionaire golf player, okay? I want you to chat to the guy next to you. Tell me, which one would you rather be and why? Go for it. Okay, just one at a time, guys. Okay, just one at a time. Okay, have a go.
I want
to
be James Bond.
You know, if anyone's got life together, if anyone's got a really good life, it'd be someone like that. It'd be someone like, you know, Tiger Woods. I mean, how good would it be just to spend your whole life get hitting a ball and you get paid like gazillions? Or, you know, how good would it be to be Spider-Man, to have all these kind of supernatural powers at your fingertips, literally, okay? Because those guys seem to have their life together. They seem to have the best life available, okay? But when we come to Luke 11, okay, you kind of have this picture of Jesus correcting someone who said, life is really good for this person because of this. But Jesus comes back and says, no, life is really good for people if they do this. The Bible word is the word blessed, okay? And it's a kind of a strange word. We don't use it much today, okay? But what it means is this. It means to be blessed is to kind of have all the good stuff that God can give, okay? The best life that you can live here on earth. Doesn't mean it's always going to be perfect. Doesn't mean it's always going to be rosy, all right? A blessed life can also have suffering and persecution and getting hammered. But the best or the blessed life, Jesus corrects and says it's this. And you'll find the answer in 28, okay? So what happens? Jesus has been teaching a whole lot of stuff. Okay, and someone's really impressed in verse 27. You see a woman, what does she call out? Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. In other words, she says the mother must be blessed just by association, just by being close to you, just by being in your family, all right? And you think, well, to be in Jesus' family, yeah, that'd be pretty cool, you know? If you're in a bit of a fight, you could say, I'm going to get my big brother on you and he's going to, like, you know, give you a plague or he's going to zap you or, you know. I mean, it'd be pretty cool to have Jesus as your big brother, wouldn't it? In fact, he is your big brother, but we'll go there later, okay? But what does Jesus say in verse 28? What is the best life, the blessed life? Have a look at it. Jesus replied, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Blessed life, the best life that God will give you now and forever, comes to those who hear the word of God and obey it. Now, let's just think about this for a minute. You think about what your friends, your mates at school say is the best, the blessed life. They'll say it's got to do with stuff like mucking up, doing what your parents hate, what your teachers hate, living your own life, no rules, heaps of women, heaps of drugs, heaps of anarchy, in other words, doing your own thing. That's what most guys your age are thinking is the best life. But Jesus says, no. The best life, the blessed life, is a life where you listen, where you hear God's word, the Bible. Now, do you believe that? Because when I was your age, I don't think I did believe it. I thought that was just a load of religious rubbish, alright? But the problem is, who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe your schoolmates? Are you going to even believe yourself? Or are you going to believe Jesus? See, as I'm growing up and as I'm getting older and as I'm getting a bit more mature, I'm thinking, mate, I've got to stop believing what the world says and I've got to start trusting what Jesus said. After all, he's the one that came to earth as God and died for me. I can believe him. He's never said a lie. He's never done anything that means I shouldn't trust him. Right? He is worth trusting. And so look at those words. Look down at verse 28. Look at him. Don't look at me. Look. Do you believe it? Blessed. How do you get the blessed life, the best life? It is by hearing the word of God. Now, do you believe it? Because what would it look like if you did believe it? It would mean you would keep your Bible open as much as you could. You'd come to Salt where the Bible is opened. You'd make that a priority. You'd go to Bible study where the Bible's open. You'd make that a priority. You'd try and read your Bible at home. You'd stick it by your bed or at your desk so that, at, you know, once, twice, three, four times a week, maybe even every day, you would read it. That's what it would look like if you believed it. Look at those words. Do you believe it? The blessed life, the best life that God will give you now and for eternity comes from hearing, or if you like, reading the word of God. Do you believe it? What do you find in the word of God? You find Jesus, guys. Jesus is the word of God. As you read this, it's all about Jesus. The Jesus who died for you. The Jesus who rose again for you. The Jesus who says, I want you to have life eternal, the best life possible. And so we as Christians, we need to spend our life hearing Jesus. Or if you're not a Christian, then can I encourage you to listen to Jesus as you read the word? Because it's the blessed life. It's the best life. It's not always going to be rosy. There's going to be suffering and persecution. But guys, man up. All right? It's the blessed life. Do you believe it? But notice what it also says. It's not just hearing the word, is it? That's not enough. Any idiot can come to Salt and hear the word and just kind of go, right? What else you got to do? You've got to look at the words, last two words, 28, you've got to obey. See, it's not enough just to go, oh yeah, I heard that, and do nothing. In fact, the Bible says you are deceived, you're an idiot if that's what you do, right? You remember the story? I don't know if you know the story, okay? Two builders, one builds on sand, the winds, the waves, bam, house is gone, idiot, okay? Another dude builds it on a rock, and the winds and the waves and the house stands firm. What was the difference between the two dudes? Jesus tells the story. He said, one heard and didn't obey, and the other one heard and obeyed. In other words, they heard the word of God and they did it, they obeyed. Guys, let me tell you, obeying God's word is hard work. I've been a Christian about 15 years now. It is hard work to obey. But you guys, this is the way to the blessed life. Do you believe it? Do you trust Jesus, or do you trust your own instincts? Do you trust what your friends say? Do you believe it? This is the secret. This verse, verse 28, is the secret to the blessed life. It's all about coming to Jesus, hearing him, putting your trust in him, repenting, turning back to him, and trying to live it out, obey it. And if you do it, it's the best, it's the blessed life. Do you believe it? Easy to understand, verse 28, but do you believe it? I wonder if someone can tell me, see if we've got any cricket fans. Can somebody tell me what I've got inside my cricket glove? Who can tell me? Come on, who's cricket fans? Who can tell me? Little Billy? Close. Very close. Yeah. It's a squash ball. Now, how do they know that? They didn't see. Because very famous, all right? Adam Gilchrist, World Cup final, batted. Beautifully, actually he's a left-hander, right? Batted beautifully, right? He scored 149 runs off 104 balls, which is just unheard of, in the very final of the World Cup. Basically won it for Australia. All right, and when he scored a century, he acknowledges the crowd, and he holds up his glove and he points. All right, and everyone's going, what's doing there? All right, and what it was is he batted the whole game, whole innings, with a squash ball in his glove. You kind of think, that's really weird. Like, you don't see that every day. But that's what he did. And what it was a little secret that him and his batting coach had worked out to make sure that he doesn't hold the bat too tightly with his bottom hand, right? Really interesting story. Now, what Jesus says is this. If you want to have a success in this world, not perfect struggles, trials, persecutions, but if you want to score 100 in this world, all right, Jesus says, let me give you the secret. And it seems at first as insignificant as a squash ball in your cricket glove. Because look at your Bible. It doesn't look very impressive, does it? And in fact, your mates at school who aren't Christians are going to give you a hard time for keep going to that stupid Christian youth group and reading that stupid, irrelevant Bible, aren't they? But who are you going to believe? Jesus says, the secret to the blessed life is this. Hear the word. Guys, get this stuck in your head and obey it. Do you believe it? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thanks that you've told us the secret to the blessed life. Help us to believe it, to hear your word, to hear of Jesus, and to obey your word and obey Jesus. Amen. Let's go chat about these things, guys. Hang in here. Thanks for listening.